USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any first-hand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Two Disney employees were arrested in a child pornography sting that was orchestrated by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. USA's Wendy King has details.
One was a custodial worker at Disney Resorts. The other, a former Disney manager. There was also a college student and a former middle school assistant principal. They and 13 other men were charged in Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Some as young as infants in diapers that are being sexually abused.
All 17 face a number of child pornography possession charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joe Biden says he welcomes the possibility of a Democratic presidential campaign from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Speaking to reporters after filing for the New Hampshire presidential primary, the former vice president said Michael's a solid guy. Let's see where this goes. The former mayor of New York City is considering jumping into the race for the Democratic nomination after ruling out a run in March. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Family and friends of a former Twitter employee accused of spying for Saudi Arabia call him a dedicated husband and father who has overcome recent mental health struggles, according to letters of support filed to federal court. Ahmad Abuamo, the U.S. citizen and media partnership manager for Twitter's Middle East region, is charged with acting as an agent of Saudi Arabia without registering with the United States government. The case marks the first time the kingdom, long linked to the United States through its massive oil reserves and regional security arrangements, has been accused of spying in America. Judge Paula L. McCandless ordered Abuamo's release on bail with GPS monitoring, a mental health evaluation, and travel restrictions. His release was then at least temporarily put on hold because federal prosecutors say they plan to file an appeal. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to have emergency surgery, and his longtime co-host Vanna White will fill in for him while he recovers. The show said in a statement that Thursday's taping was canceled as the 73-year-old Sajak underwent successful surgery to correct a blocked intestine. The 62-year-old Vanna White stepped up as a host when taping resumed for episodes that will air starting December 9th. The statement says Sajak is resting comfortably and looking forward to returning, but does not know how long he's expected to be out or how long White will continue to act as host. Sajak and White have co-hosted the show since the early 1980s. Don't forget, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.